Welcome back, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here at Indo Expo 2016, Portland, Oregon. And joining me here at the desk, we have Amy with Step Extraction. How you doing, Amy?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Tell us all about Step Extraction.
So we make CO2 compressors and CO2 extraction machines. We are the probably lowest cost, smallest. We're value engineered. We use the least amount of power. It's just basically the next generation of CO2 extraction.
Wow, I love this. So best thing I think about the CO2 extraction is we're not dealing with any sort of explosive hydrocarbons.
Correct.
And another benefit would be what? It's cleaner?
It's cleaner. I think that basically as far as hemp is concerned, and as people are talking about medicinals and medicine, people are really going to want it to be clean. And yes, you can have butane and you can have alcohol that is clean. However, at least in Oregon, it's not even a law yet that the solvents are checked for. It's not a law anywhere else. I know that. So yeah. I think this is CO2 is really the next thing, especially for medicinals.
So how long has Step Extraction been involved in this? How's this company?
So we were actually founded this year. However, we're basically a subsidiary of a company that we've had for 12 years, A Plus Mobile, where we made automated machines. This is just our next automated machine.
Oh, okay. So so you're new into this kind of industry then?
We're new in this industry, yes.
And how long, how many years since you got involved?
This year, 2016.
This,
yeah,
okay,
January.
Okay. Try to keep track of all
yeah,
my years there.
Yeah, that's okay.
So this is interesting to me. It's always interesting to me to speak with business owners, people who've been involved outside of the cannabis world, now stepping into the cannabis world. What's that been like to you? Have you seen any differences or things you like or dislike compared to the square world?
Right, right. Well, interestingly, some of our other companies included music products. We made a company that had domestic drone countermeasures. We
Whoa.
Made drone countermeasures, which is a little odd and, you know, something that I might not necessarily want to be involved in. Autonomous vehicles, cars that drive themselves, autonomous boats that drive themselves. So this is basically just the next automated machine. And frankly, the cannabis industry is only growing, and I just love... Well, this industry, everyone's been so nice and very helpful.
Oh,
I love
great.
That.
Now, are your machines based for someone who is doing this industrially, commercially, or do you have smaller machines for personal use?
Well, we have much smaller machines. The machine we have here at the show is a 1 horsepower, 0.2 liter, so it's for Keef or setting up your compressor. We can also use on that same compressor a 2 liter or a 5 liter, so that's up to 2-3 pounds. So this is basically a personal machine. However,
wow.
It's 100% scalable, and basically works like a bike pump in that it's a hydraulic cylinder with a gas cylinder, and they are coupled together and they run each other. It's 100% automated in that the gas manifold opens and closes when you want it to. It has a different type of process, so we don't really talk about flow rates and that's not how ours works. It's basically a new way to do it.
Yeah.
Our footprint is much smaller. It's much more rugged.
So
we've been making autonomous vehicles. We need rugged.
Like I say, if you can make cars that drive themselves, making a... So basically, I get my material, my Keef, my plant material. I put it in the machine.
Yep.
I push a button.
Yep.
I come back. I got oil.
Correct.
This is like a Keurig for,
right, exactly.
For oil, right?
Exactly.
So do I have to buy CO2 canisters or something for this?
So the canister that we have over here is a 50-pound... 300 PSI, so this is what you would put in your grow room or anything else, beverage grade CO2.
Yeah.
We have another, if we did all stainless, we go up to 1800 PSI, so if you have a dip tube, you can do that too. But we kind of wanted to start out with the lowest cost model, and that's what we have here today. The whole machine that we have here today is less than $10,000.
Wow. And that's just amazing to me. My mind is reeling at the idea that this is something I could handle.
Yeah.
Because I have no chemistry background, no horticultural background, but I can get my hands on some weed.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Put it in this thing and make some oil. That is fantastic. So, boy, a $10,000 price point, this is, kind of high end for someone who wants to do this at home.
True.
What's the prognosis on getting that down as time goes on?
Well, of course, volume pricing is always different. We have dealer pricing here today, which will be a 20-piece minimum order quantity. We've had all sorts of businesses come to us, either want to rep for us or want to just have another vertical niche. I had a company in Colorado, which I think is a fantastic idea, who wants to basically have a rental company where he would own several of these machines and rent them out, deliver them to people who would use them one time or three times a year or however many times, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, that is, that's what I'm thinking about, because I've been known to dab a time or two, but I don't know if I could do it enough to justify the full 10 grand investment. Mm-hmm. But if I could rent it for, you know, $200 for a weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great idea. So tell people where they can learn more about these machines and how it's all put together and, and get information.
So my name is Amy. You can go to stepextraction.com or co2powersystems.com. There's a form where you can contact me. All my contact information is on the same site, stepextraction.com, co2powersystems.com.
Wow, that's pretty cool. All right, the Keurig of oil machines. Amy, thanks for sitting here and talking to us about it.
Thank you so much, Russ. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more from Indo Expo right after this.